So you're telling me, Brick3PO, you joined this group, this call, and you didn't say beep?
Roger, roger.
Wow, that's fucked.
Uh-oh.
That one always gets me. You're going to have to make your own server to get to have just the entire soundboard ready to go. What are some of these in bunk? Why would he put that in here? I like this one, though.
Nuh-uh.
What is this? Hi-ya, 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 hi-ya. Interesting. Oh, a classic.
Red means bad. Red means bad.
Where the fuck is exotic? I was the only one allowed to be late today. I put a whole bag of jelly beans up my ass. And it's been 24 hours, and I still ain't heard from fucking Exotic. I bet he's playing League of Fucking Legends. What the fuck is that? Is that your join sound?
Yeah.
It's the Battlefront. Come on, Rick.
Wait, do it again?
You don't know what that sound is?
Do it again.
You don't know what that sound is?
Do it again. I don't recognize it.
Oh my god. Bro, that's the loading screen sound for Battlefront 1.
Yeah, I never played Battlefront 1. I only played Battlefront 2.
And that's why... We're better than you.
And no, neither one of you are better than me. I get to die first.
Absolutely better than you.
No, no.
That just makes you a quitter.
No, it doesn't. I didn't choose that. Quitters choose.
Quitters do not choose?
Yeah.
Nah, you're just a coward. You just run away.
No, you have to choose to quit.
Nah.
That's a thing.
You could choose to fight it and live, but nah, you're gonna take the easy way out. I see.
I'm fighting and living now.
It sounds like the kid of the
Nah, you're surviving. It's different.
Yeah, but I mean, again, I have to make the choice to survive.
Everybody does.
Yeah. Well, no, yeah. They don't. Yeah. No.
I think so.
Survival isn't a choice.
Yeah, it is.
No, is it?
Yeah.
No, you can choose to survive, but survival's not a choice.
We can agree to disagree.
We can agree to you're dumb.
I think you're dumb.
I think I'm quite smartical.
When are you coming to play Destiny with me?
The second you give me incentive to play Destiny with you.
You're the one that said you wanted to play Destiny.
I do want to play Destiny.
Exactly. That's your incentive.
Yeah, I can do that without you. You're just ugly.
You said, when are you going to invite me to play Destiny with you?
I may have said that. Shoot, I say a lot of things.
Exactly, and I'm just playing off of that sentence. So if you don't want to play, okay,
that sounds like it. Yeah. Don't ask it. No. Wait. Hold on. Ask at least two more times, but then don't ask anymore.
No.
Yeah.
You want to be rude? If you want to be rude, fuck you.
You're always rude.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. You want me to repeat the rudest thing you've ever said?
What?
Hey everyone, and this is Exotic's Encyclopedia of Force Specs. Today's episode. Did you know? Mad. You're mad. You're so mad.
Have I ever been rude?
Factual, yes, but rude, no.
Yeah, get fucked.
You're always rude.
No, I'm not.
Exotic, what do you call me literally every time we interact with each other?
A bozo?
Yeah, okay.
It's not rude. It's factual.
How is it factual?
Have you ever met you?
Yes. Exactly. I hate myself more than anyone. I live with me, okay?
Hey.
That's rude. You literally just said, have you ever met you? That's so rude. What?
Okay, what do you call yourself? What do you call me whenever
Exotic.
You talk to me. No.
Exotic.
You call me a bitch every single time.
I have not. No. You are a bitch. I don't call that's you rude. A bitch.
A bozo's not as rude as a bitch.
No, that's factual. Bitch. Everyone, and may the force be with you, Nikita. Oh wait, what? I forgot what I was gonna say completely. Well, anyways, I'm super excited. I have not watched the last two. That's one episode, I think.
Loser.
Something like that.
You good?
Yeah, I'm very bad at keeping up to date, but I do my best.
I don't know. Clearly, your best didn't involve watching the last two episodes of Bad Batch. So.
Yeah, true. So yeah, I'm enjoying the fuck out of this. I'm enjoying the fuck out of this snow cone. You haven't caught up either?
No. I'm like, I think I don't even know. I think I'm like 5 or 6 episodes in.
Oh, well, okay. We're mostly just talking about
season 1 and 2.
Basically, we can talk some of season 3 since you have watched some of it. But then the next episode will probably be like the finale, honestly. Because the finale is on May 4th, right?
I think so. At least, that's when Tales of the Empire comes out. I'm assuming it's around that time.
Is it May 4th?
I thought it was later. Those guys mentioned that it was like going to be that day.
I think they were wrong. A two-parter.
Oh. Well, I mean, they're wrong about most stuff, so. When were they ever right, honestly?
Hey, this isn't part of the episode recording yet. Save it for the show.
Well, why haven't you...
No, we're recording, but I'm just saying, like, the episode recording. I fucked up the intro, so I just bailed on it.
What's new?
I was just like, oh, never mind, fuck this. This is my soul.
Imagine every single take that you've ever had about Star Wars being the worst possible one, and that's Film Bros. Look, it's all in good fun, right? We're friends. We're all chill.
I love
as long
them.
As I don't got to do another like 10-hour recording. We're all chill.
But that first recording was rough. I didn't know what I was expecting, but 4 hours was not it. I can't
it's
wait.
Okay, this last one was only like an hour 45. It was fine. It was fine.
I can't wait for it. Bonk Bonk's gonna have a fucking field day.
Does Bonk Bonk like the sequels better? I forget.
I think he likes the OGs the best.
Oh, then yeah, he's definitely just going to rip them a new asshole. And that's not even what we're talking about. Damn.
I know. He's going to wait for one film bro, hot take, and Bonk Bonk will run with it. Bonk Bonk's more BM than I am.
Bro, they're cold takes. They're not even hot at all.
Bro, I was so mad. I was actually mad the first time I told them eat shit and live. He pressed my button. I was like, oh, dude, eat shit and live. And they were like, damn.
Got to one point where I was just repeating shut the fuck up for like 30 seconds. Like, how are you gonna sit there and be like, Darth Tyrannus, what about Darth Tyrannus? Like, bro, we had an entire movie of build up with like little hints and clues, and you couldn't put that together, but you think the fucking Last Jedi... No, not the last
number one.
The Rise of Skywalker was like so good, and the fact that they had no build up for Palpatine coming back equates to the same thing as Darth Tyrannus. Shut the fuck up.
They have build up.
What build up? Yeah, the opening crawl. Shut up.
Okay, I've had enough snow cone for right now. All right, let's hope I don't fuck up the intro this time. But I'm for real, I'm letting this is you two guys' show. You guys are the clone boys, so or at least the Mando boys, whatever. Exactly, you're for sure a clone boy. So y'all have fun with y'all episode. I am I'm co-hosting today. I'm not the host of the show today. So
I actually have a bad memory. I don't remember any of the Bad Batch season 1.
Cool. Good luck, buddy.
Season 1 right, is quite a far ways away.
Uh-huh. You got this, Exotic. Take it away.
Yeah. Whoa. You go, girl. I believe in you. Anyways,
I don't know about that one.
Welcome to the Force Unscripted, everyone. It's your boy Nikita here with my wonderful hosts for the day, Winshi and Exotic. I am your starring co-host, Nikita. Welcome to the show.
What up?
Hope you guys are excited. Up, we're ready for the Bad Batch, boys.
I guess
pew our way right through this. All right, so how do we want to go about this? Like we got 3 seasons of Bad Batch. We're covering the first 2, right? Maybe a little bit of the third one that we've seen so far, but not everybody's caught up. So like we'll probably just focus on the first 2 here. What does everybody think about Omega? That's how I'm gonna start this off. What's everybody think about Omega and like Omega's development so far?
She's my favorite character.
For real?
Honestly, it's her and then Wrecker. And those are the two loves of my life. And I love their relationship together. No, it's not. No. I'm very much an Omega fan. Omega.
Dude, I'm all about Hunter and Crosshair.
Of course you are. You're fucking course you are.
Bro, okay. My only gripe with Hunter is that, or not with Hunter, with Crosshair is that, like, the style on his Imperial armor was so much better than his, you know, Force 99 armor.
Did you see, oh yeah, you did. The episode where they stripped it all black. I like how that looked too.
Yeah, like, oh man. That shit was so much better. I want that Imperial armor back. It was good. I want that helmet. I actually want that helmet. I want to wear
Crosshairs?
I want to wear it. I want to hold a sniper rifle. Oh yeah. I'll cosplay as Crosshair. I'd even cosplay as Hunter, because I mean, he's a badass, especially with a knife. Homie's crazy.
You're just kind of ignoring the elephant in the room on that one, aren't you?
My name's Wenchy. I don't know what you're talking about. I have no clue.
At least you knew what I was talking about. Yeah, you did. Sure.
No correlation whatsoever.
Yeah, we can roll with that.
Yeah, okay, hold on. Let's talk about... Okay, go ahead.
Before we get there, before we cross that treacherous bridge, Mr. Exotic, if you're shitting on me for Omega, who's yours?
I mean, I'm more of an Echo enjoyer. You know, he's in a permanent place in it, but he's still part of Clone Force 99.
You know, I can respect that. I won't give you shit pretty dope this time.
Yeah, I won't.
Well, I mean, I fucking love the Clone Wars animated series, so, you know, he was a big part in that. And he's just even
That's
better.
That's true. He had a lot of development.
Wait, question. I know, random side note, but they killed Fives, right?
Yeah.
Poor Fives.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the one about to leak the secrets on the...
he was ahead of his time.
Yeah.
All right, anyways, I know we got sidetracked. So what about Omega? I love her.
Yeah, I mean, what do you guys think about the, like, whole special clone? Like, okay, I mean, are we touching on, like, aspects of Season 3 that we've seen so
yeah,
far?
Yeah, because we're probably going to... Next episode is probably going to be around finale time, so... You know, close it
okay
out.
So like what do we think about like the M count, the special,
so I really want, okay, because we know like Morgan Elsbeth in like the future stuff, and like they're giving Morgan Elsbeth stuff with Tales of the Empire, like I really want the Asajj thing to mean something in regards to that stuff, and I think them bringing her in would be cool, because if she like, you know, shows Omega certain things or whatever, or she already has like apprenticed her to some degree, then that means that Omega was taught by Ventress, who was taught by Dooku, who was taught by Yoda, and that puts Omega in the Yoda line, and I'm okay with that. But also I really want to see what they do with this whole M count thing, because I know it has to kind of go into the Necromancer project, which probably is something to do with Palpatine and the shitty Rise of Skywalker stuff, but like I want to see what they do with I really want her to, like, I don't necessarily want her to be a Force user, but I want her to have like one of those Force moments where like she loses herself to the passion of the moment, or like, you know, just kind of snaps and reacts, and you know, it's a triggered or something. I want like a Force event, not necessarily her to be Force sensitive and, you know, Jedi trained, whatever.
Yeah, because like an M count does not make a Force user, right? Like M count makes not a Force user, but you know, they do have potential, like just like Sabine did, right? You know, she obviously had a good M count. It wasn't like amazing, but it may not like Ventress. I feel like, okay, Omega probably has more M count than Sabine does. I would wager, just because there's no way that the Kaminoans were gonna settle for anything less than perfect, right? Which one's the Kaminoan that I forget her name?
Nalase,
yeah. Like, no way Nalase was gonna settle for anything less than perfect. And especially like how much she dotes on Omega, even though like they just view the clones as like products, tells me that like she's a very special entity towards the Kaminoans and like what they're doing, right? The fact that she even made, you know, an M count high M count clone in general is interesting. Like, well, was it that she was trying to perfect like the Fett genome and turn like the perfect Jedi killers into a Jedi as well, to give them like that extra, like the perfect soldier kind of thing? Or was it more like a passion project of hers where she wanted to like be able to clone a Force user and, you know, build a really powerful, maybe like leader or something for like a future army or whatnot?
I think it was completely chance. I think that testing the other clones for M counts is stupid. I think that the only two who could have had an M count are Alpha and Omega, so Boba or Omega. Like, I think those are the only two that could have possibly had an M count. And it just so happened that it was Omega flipped the coin, got a female Fett, and then got the coin on fucking midichlorian count. That's what the M count.
But what about Emery? Like, Emery's a female Fett clone, right?
What's That's true, but is she unaltered? We don't know if she's unaltered or not. We know that Omega and Boba are unaltered.
So, which means that Jango Fett had the potential to not only be one of the greatest Mandalorians of all time, but also a Mandalorian Jedi. Or Sith, or whatever.
Jango probably had an M count. Most things have
That's what I'm saying. No wonder he was able to fuck up Jedi with his bare hands. Homie was tapping into the rage. No wonder when he goes rage mode, all of a sudden Jedi start dropping like flies. Boy is tapping into the dark side.
I don't want to go too far into that, because It just makes me want a female Jango Fett Jedi badass running around now, and I know I'm not going to get that because I know Omega's not going to survive this. I know where this is going.
Are you sure? Are you sure? Okay, you know, really? You don't think Omega's going to make it?
It's the bad batch for a reason. It's not the happy batch. It's not the good batch.
Okay, so who do you think? I mean, we're already getting into prediction territory, but who do you think is going to make it out of this?
Zero. I don't think anyone is. Like, just take a look at Rebels, the only three clones they ever show.
I think if anyone makes it out of this, it's Wrecker, because he deserves to live forever.
Damn, because I think it's going to go Crosshair, Wrecker, and then Hunter, if they all die.
No, I think if anything, Crosshair. I think Crosshair. So I had this theory that, like, Crosshair was going to have, because of that bird, when he killed that Imperial officer, I thought that he was going to have, like a death to be an inspiring to the Clone Force or to Omega. And I don't think that's going to happen anymore. I think he might end up being last man standing. Like, how tragic would that be for his character?
But okay, so you haven't seen the most recent episode, right?
Oh, shit. No, I haven't.
Okay, not that, like, anything happened to any of the, like, all the characters are still around. But, like, there was some, like, premonition kind of stuff that Rampart was talking about.
Oh, not Rampart.
Like, Rampart and Crosshair had, like, a little moment. And I'm curious to see who was right, Crosshair or Rampart. I have a feeling it's Crosshair, and he'll either go out, like, first. I mean, first of all, we got to figure out what's going to happen to Echo, because he's there too. So you got, like, Echo, Wrecker, Crosshair, Hunter. I feel like it's going to go Echo, either Crosshair or Wrecker, and then the last one will be Hunter. I think Crosshair is going to do some, like, heroic sacrifice shit. Hunter's going to be the one, he's like the leader who, you know, was always trying to, like, keep his family together, and then he's going to end up the last one standing, you know, realizing that either it's going to be really dark and shitty, and he's going to be, you know, unable to save his friends, or maybe he'll, and then die himself, or maybe he'll rescue Omega, and the two of them will go off together and, like, fuck off to the, you know, far side of the galaxy or something.
I really think it's going to be the other way around. I think Hunter is going to die, then it's going to be Wrecker, then Crosshair.
God, we really started this shit and jumped straight to the end, huh? Like,
I think,
you started it!
Yeah. I think it's going to be left up to Crosshair and Omega at the end, because they've already built on that relationship after they've already built a relationship with the original crew. But I feel like that's what they're going to try to do.
Actually, hold up. You started this. You started asking about Omega of all things. Like, what we thought about
it. I asked about Omega and the M count, and then you started going into
which is season three. Like, okay. So that means you started it, stupid.
I didn't start doing predictions. That was you.
But you jumped to season three. I said we started this and jumped straight to the end. That's all I said.
I just asked about an M count sensitive,
which is in
clone.
Season three. Yep. We didn't know that in season
one. She's been a clone this whole time.
We never
knew. And you done knew she was special since the beginning.
Your mother.
I mean, season one was pretty uneventful, from what I remember.
Wasn't season one?
I like the training arc. I like how good she got with the bow. That was one of my favorite parts. The story of the Rancor story, when they think they're going to go save a baby, and it is a baby, but it's a baby Rancor. I love that. I love that episode.
Like, yeah, I don't remember a lot of the beginning stuff. It was a while back, but
I think that, like you said, they're the, like, the Karen Travis clone equivalent in the canon universe. They're not the Skyrata clan, of course, but they're a family of clones, and I think that that's what drew me to Bad Batch more than anything. Because, like, I mean, we always talk about the Karen Travis clones and all that shit, and like, how those are some of our favorite stories from the Legends timeline. But, like, to actually see, like, a family dynamic played out in clones, when you know, not even the Legends stuff, like, you just know their background in general from the Clone Wars, but then you think about the stuff from Legends and stuff. Like, it was something that I desired, to see, like, the close-knitness of the clones outside of the Clone Wars. Because we got plenty of that, seeing, like, Anakin and Rex being cool, Cody and Obi-Wan being cool, right? But, like, show us some clones that are just some fucking degenerates and let's have fun. That's why I like Bad Batch so much.
Yeah, and, you know, you can tie a lot of parallels into the Nulls and whatnot, because, you know, you got the family of clones. They've deserted from the Empire. They didn't participate in Order 66. They're on the run. They've got, like, one guy in the Empire who kind of knows where they are, can give, like, you know, can either pass them information or fuck them over, which both happen, right? And they have a force sensitive, you know, this is, you know, still like season three a bit, but they have like a force sensitive with them that they're trying to hide, but live a life, you know, like a just a normal. They want to be like farmers and shit. They don't want to be doing jobs forever. They want to just have a peaceful life and tell the Empire to go suck a dick. And they just never get, like, you know, more than a few moments of peace. And when they do, it all comes crashing down and somebody dies or something, you know, some big shit goes down and they can just never, never quite escape the Empire on their ass. It's 100%, you know, what was going on with Karen Travis clones. I don't know, man. I'm pretty sure Disney was like, yo, Karen Travis, a lot of people love this shit. Let's just do the same thing but different. I know Disney's all about the copypasta, but I at least they didn't just like straight up say like, hey, these were the very first like super bred engineered, they can't follow orders, and they were raised by a Mandalorian. At least they like, you know, changed it up just a little bit.
It's poetry.
Oh my, shut up. I swear to God, if somebody one more time comes to me and is like, it's poetry, it rhymes, about how they feel about the sequels or the prequels or whatever the fuck, I'm gonna smack a bitch.
That
like, how do you even argue that? Like, anything could be poetry. You could be like, oh yeah, that's a stanza, and like I'm gonna be like, okay, I don't, okay, whatever, right? Like, sure, I guess stands poetry on these rhymes.
Nuts.
Exactly. Fucking okay, poetry rhymes, but like, dude, if I'm listening to, like, you know, I mean, rappers rhyme, right? If they have the same three fucking like lines throughout the entire fucking song, it sucks dick. I don't know what to tell you. Just because it rhymes doesn't mean it's good. Fucking Eminem can rhyme orange with like half the words in the English language. That don't mean it's good. I mean, I'm not knocking on Eminem, but like rhyming orange with porridge is like, was it really the right play? No. Anyway.
Exotic is just letting you flounder. I love it.
Flounder?
Yeah.
I ain't floundering.
Bro, we're talking about fucking takes. Eminem on a Star Wars podcast. Shut the fuck up.
Well, we can always circle back to everything coming crashing down. What y'all think about the Trandoshan bitch that turned him in?
Oh man, dude, we are not allowed to use the short form for Trandoshans, Nikita. I'm putting that here before you say it.
You win this round.
Yeah, fuck that lady, dude. What the fuck, man? They've been helping you this whole time and you're just like, oh, quick buck. Yeah. Dude, it's always some motherfucker like that in Star Wars. In every media, right? You got like the good guys, they're helping people out, they're doing jobs, even if they're like a little sketchy or whatever, dangerous jobs, and then they're like, oh, I could make an extra, you know, couple Imperial credits if I just turn in the guys that have been helping me for fucking 10 years. Ha ha ha, herder.
Oh, y'all talking about Sid. I was trying to think about what Trandoshan lady. And I always forget Sid. She's Trandoshan because she looks so squat compared to a lot of other Trandoshans. I was like, what Trandoshan lady? Yeah, I was like, what Trandoshan? And I was like, oh, Sid.
Yeah, she a hut wannabe. That's all she is.
Can I just say that I absolutely love the fact that Wanda Sykes' voice exists in the Star Wars universe?
But Film Bros would complain that it's a cameo.
And they put her with the autistic homie too. Like, autistic homie got that black lady pull. Let's go.
Film Bros would still complain about cameos.
Exotic. They told us that the only purpose that Hayden Christensen served in Ahsoka was literally just a cameo. That was his only purpose in there. Had nothing to do with the story or anything. It was just a cameo.
That's a little wild.
They told us that having Hayden Christensen in the Obi-Wan show was a cameo. Just a cameo.
Did they ever watch the prequels?
Bro, they didn't. Okay, so Hunter had been like the target of them the entire time. But they started talking about like Ahsoka and Obi-Wan, and I fucking snapped at the end. I was like, wait, hold up, boss. I was like, nah. Yeah, he basically said Hayden Christensen only serves as like a cameo. Doesn't push the plot, doesn't have anything to do with the story, it's just cameo for fans.
As well. I bet there are also those Hayden Christensen haters.
Nah, they love him.
This is what I'm saying. They literally just have the worst takes in the industry.
Exactly. It's funny. Shout out Film Bros. Make sure you go follow them. But I just want to let you know, JP, eat shit and live.
All right, but back to the Bad Batch. Let's not get too off the mark.
Oh yeah, no, but like to finish how that thought started off. I love the representation of my people, both black and autistic.
Yeah, she was a great character.
I love Wanda's voice. Yeah. I grew up with Wanda's voice, so like it's comforting to me. Wanda Sykes, please come onto the show sometime if you ever want to just talk to me. Please, I love you. That's Auntie on God.
Yeah, like I've enjoyed the Bad Batch, not quite as much as I enjoyed like the Clone Wars, but there's only so many. Many different ways, like different. This is the same thing that these guys complain about with Mandalorian, right? They're like, they say like the season that has the most amount of like plot development is the worst one. And I kind of get like the same vibes from Bad Batch. I feel like it needs actually a little more plot development in like the earlier stuff, because it's just, you know, a group of kids. They are kids. They're like 12, like running around the galaxy, solving little puzzles and mysteries and whatnot, right? It's not like now there's stuff tied in, like you get the Crosshair, you know, excision and then reunion later and that kind of thing. But they definitely could have like done this story in a shorter amount of time.
There's definitely a lot of filler episodes.
I'm going to say the same thing I told them. I don't consider anything really filler because it's all lore in the end for me. But yeah, I see what you're saying. I would have liked it. I would have liked season 3 to be all gas, no breaks. I think that was one thing that they said on Film Bros that like I actually agreed with. I did want it to be all gas, no breaks, but I got to get what I get. So
yeah. So like, let's talk about like Crosshair. I mean, what do y'all feel about his like loyalty to the Empire and then subsequent defection?
I kind of saw it coming.
The defection or the loyalty?
Loyalty, both. You know, it's understandable. Yeah, with the Order 66 and shit, he was just programmed to do it. And then he kind of just...
But he wasn't, because he removed the chip. He already had the chip removed. He done it himself. He just stayed on because good soldiers follow orders. That was his, like, mantra.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know where to go with this. Fuck.
Like, was it misguided loyalty? Yeah, but, like, homie did it of his own accord that whole time.
I mean, the defection that kind of led up to it, with him seeing all, like, his clone brothers just in, like, shitholes and getting fucking completely just tossed away like trash. So they kind of built up to it at that episode on the fucking ice planet.
Oh, for sure. That was fucked. Him just letting that guy die, and then like Crosshair's just like, you know what, fuck this shit, I'm out. And then he gets experimented on for I don't know how long. Damn, poor dude. But he had some dope armor. But yeah, they had the Zillow Beast stuff in here too, right?
The Zillow Beast was at the start of season 3, I believe.
Yeah, that was interesting. You know, Palps cloned that too. Dude is obsessed with cloning. That's all he does.
Yeah, I'd
still fuck the Zillow Beast.
Well, what form of the Zillow Beast?
Yes.
I think we touched on this, but like fucking Palpatine never even thought about like having his own damn kid. He's just like, let's clone everything.
It just helps back up the shrivel dick theory.
Yeah, it does. I'm trying to remember like all the stuff they did. So like we got Finnick. Finnick came in. That was a cool... I mean, it's a little bit of a cameo, but not really. Like, it's just more introduction to a character that, you know, we haven't really seen that shows up later. Was she in the Clone Wars at all?
Yes. I believe she, like, appeared.
Wait, who? Finnick?
Finnick.
Pretty sure she's only in the Bad Batch.
I'm, like, 75% sure she popped up in the Clone Wars.
I think so, too. Can we get a fact checked on that? Did Finnick Shan show up in the Clone Wars?
Nah, her first thing in... Her entry is in Bad Batch.
Oh, wow.
When she capped Nala Se.
Wow.
Yeah, we got Finnick Shan. We get like an intro to some of the stuff that she was doing before we see her in The Mandalorian. I think that's pretty cool. We see, like, you know, seeing the different bounty hunters, seeing Cad Bane again, just doing his fucking thing.
The Finnick Shan actress, smash. Absolutely.
Bro, she was in every season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
That's where I know her from.
That's where I know her from, too.
Time to go watch
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is good, man.
I just want to see her.
Nah, you go for Coulson.
Nope, I said what I said.
Coulson and Quake. Yeah, we see Cad Bane doing Cad Bane shit. He's a big dog.
Because he's a big dog, and he do big dog shit.
I'm glad I got that in before you started. I knew where that was going. And that weird, like, mantis thing they hunted down, that guy was pretty cool.
Oh, fucking ninja mantis. That shit was fucking
wild.
What
species was that guy?
Pretty sure it's the first we've seen, at least on film.
Just an insectoid bounty hunter? Species. Psylarceris species.
What does that even mean?
He's his own species.
And so they're just like, it would be a cool thing to throw hands with Hunter and Wrecker.
Oh, he's a Yamri subspecies unconfirmed. The Yamri, also known as Hook, were an insectoid sentient species from wild space planet Hook.
They come in like different forms of insect, or is it just mantis?
They're like mantises primarily. Interesting. He was dope. And the weird, like, the fact that they had to take a boat was kind of funny because they could have just taken a speeder.
Mm-hmm. Would have like completely avoided the whole crocodile scene.
Yeah, like why we gotta take a boat? I guess maybe it'd be too loud or whatever, but the boat was loud enough. It's got the same, like, repulsor engine in the back. I don't know, man. But seeing Ventress back, that is awesome. Ventress is such a cool character. Cool fucking haircut now.
The only thing I hope it leads into is, y'all probably hope it leads into this too, the Quinlan Vos Ventress story.
I hope so, right? Because, like, and we got that book and whatnot. But I'm really hoping they, like, kind of explain it in Tales of the Empire, especially, like we said, because, what's her name? It's going to be Morgan Elsbeth. her, you know, a bit of her story is going to be in there. I'm hoping maybe she was the one that helped bring Ventress back or whatever, because Ventress did say like that she's got like multiple lives, so obviously somebody helped bring her back because that book is canon.
Just Quinlan Voss is probably like top five favorite Jedis for me. He's fucking dope.
Ventress is one of my top Sith, so totally fuck with that.
Ventress in the Clone Wars micro series goes so hard. The scene where they introduce her for the first time is just the coolest shit ever.
Whenever she fights fucking episode 2 Anakin.
Oh man, like the rain. That whole fight, yes. That cliff
where
scene.
Where she was just like, where she was just fucking like yoinking them clones left and right. One by one, that she was wild.
And you get the background Anakin's scar, because they never talk about it.
Yeah, she's fucking dope.
I want Bad Batch to answer some questions that I had about Rex and Rebels.
Like what?
Like where, how he got there, and like where he decided to, or like what made him decide to settle and become old and fat, basically.
I'm kind of glad that they're kind of poking into how Wolf gets kind of intertwined with Rex and Gregor.
Oh, did you watch the episode?
Yeah, I saw that episode.
Okay. I didn't know if you had or not. I don't know.
That's why I said that's why they're like poking into it.
Yeah, because it was a, you know, and it was like, I like the way that they did it, because it was such a like low line count dialogue, because like, you know, they trust each other, but like they're on different sides of this shit now. I love that scene.
Oh yeah, because like in the Clone Wars, you see Rex and Wolf do quite a few things together, so you know they got history, and Wolf is probably like one of my favorite commanders. So
even like he even still had like those ties, or you know, some loyalties back to the Empire when he goes off script in Rebels, right? It was Wolf that called him in, right?
I think so, yeah. Because
you know, it was one of the three, and it wasn't Rex, and it wasn't
Gregor's just Gregor. Like a crazy old guy at that point, just like likes eating.
So like, Wolf is clearly very, very conflicted.
I need fucking what's his name? God, I lost my train of thought. I need more Cody stuff.
I mean, if we want to go into predictions,
who's the assassin guy?
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm pretty sure Cody's the assassin guy.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah,
it's either Cody or Tech.
I think it's Tech.
I think it's Cody.
I don't think they had enough time to turn Tech into an assassin. But
you sure about that?
It totally could be. They could have just, you know, chipped him and sent him on his way.
I mean, hey, if it's Cody, it'd be just like poetry, right?
Oh.
Exotic, I'm gonna come smack this shit after. I can't believe you would say that after I just said.
I can. I do it again too.
But I really do think it's Cody. Because I mean, ever since we saw Cody's interaction with Crosshair, I think it was the end of season 2.
Yeah.
Then I mean, it's he hasn't showed up ever since. I think this is a good way to introduce him as just Mr. Brainwashed.
Maybe Crosshair's the one that like reported him for being, you know, a little too lenient with his orders after that like one job they were on.
Mm-hmm. What if it's another clone of Crosshair that's better than Crosshair?
That sounds stupid.
Yeah, it says like no story development at all.
Can't prove that.
It would have to be like Sparty Flash clone bullshit.
Yep. Wait, Sparty cylinders don't exist in this world though.
I know. It'd have to be some like...
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Luke.
I mean, you just gotta think about like, what clones could they just be like, plot bomb, right in the middle, and that can also, Tech. A clone that can throw hands straight with fucking half the clones that were at that little base that they raided.
Also Tech.
I doubt Tech could throw hands with fucking Rex and
a brainwashed one could.
What would be crazy? What if it's motherfucking Sev?
No, 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 no. I'm not even going to let you run with that one, because that would, I would stop watching anything related to Disney Star Wars and clones. I would never watch anything again. If they made it Sev. Okay, one, it couldn't be Sev. Sev too big.
Sev's voice is completely different.
Okay, voice doesn't matter. They can rip out a vocal cord. But Sev's physique doesn't match that.
But the physique of the commandos, half of it is the fucking armor. When they take off the armor, they're
true,
not
true, but
that
he
big.
Was still... That person is skinny. Like, that person is skinny.
Crosshair is a commando. They're all of 99 are commandos. They're not that big.
I mean, just look... Yeah. I mean, him and Scorch...
And they got Scorch chilling there. What if it's the team?
Yeah, what if it's Boss?
It would have to be Sev. Only Sev was that good with a sniper.
Well, I mean,
dog.
Boss is the player.
If you predict Sev and it's true, I'll never forgive you. I hope you know that. I just never forgive.
Wouldn't
you.
Wouldn't that be awesome? Like Sev lived. Fuck yeah!
Holy shit! Now that would be a bomb. That would be a fucking bomb.
And most people wouldn't even get it, which is the sad part.
Yeah, that's why I think it wouldn't be as big of a bomb as Cody.
I think Tech would be the most obvious player.
But Scorch has been such like a prominent figure this last season. Like, and they don't even call him like, you know, clone.
Yeah, I'll call him a number or something. A number tag.
Wait, Scorch has the Scorch has the 1138. Scorch is 1138, which is the Star Wars number, if you don't know. It's from one of Lucas's like first movies, right? And then like 1138 is a repeating number in Star Wars all the time, like cell block 1138 for where Leia was held. Scorch's RC number is RC1138. So like they don't even call him like RC1138, and neither does what's his bucket, Hemlock. He doesn't call him 1138 or whatever.
Golden Commander Scorch.
He's read as Scorch, so I mean maybe they'll be like, yo, this Sev. That was Scorch, this Sev.
Well, I mean then if they introduce Sev, they also show where Fixer and Boss went.
No, they don't. Absolutely they don't. They could, but they don't have to.
I feel like it would be
sorry, there was a lot of snow coming in my mouth there.
why bring Scorch in for so much of the season if you're not gonna like bring in any of the others?
Nostalgia for the older fans.
Yeah. Because, I mean, they already dropped them in the Clone Wars. But
they dropped all of them in Clone Wars.
I thought it was just Scorch, Fixer, and Boss. Or was... No, Sev was there too. Never mind.
Yeah, it was the whole gang.
It would be cool.
I just want my commandos, all right?
Yeah. I mean, you got a whole base of them. Does that not satisfy your fancy?
Nope.
No, because they haven't done any badass shit yet.
They let a little girl escape their facility with a crippled old man.
That's what I'm saying. They haven't done any badass shit yet. Yeah, there were only 10,000 commandos. And after Geonosis, there were only 5,000. They're the best of the best, besides the arcs, but the original arcs, but like...
The no arcs are the best.
The commandos are the spec ops, man.
Yeah, now they're just prison guards.
Can you imagine being a fucking commando in a suit where you can drink your own piss and you just have to stand guard outside the fucking vault all day?
That's one fucking way to put it.
Or
I could just stand guard. And drink my piss.
I mean, the vault is kind of cool because, I mean, it's like, oh, what's behind the fucking door? What about the fucking clone commandos that are in the vault just guarding a room full of fucking three little kids? Vault?
I can stand and drink my piss.
I'm not saying, like, what goes through their head?
Guarding what goes something through that's pretty his important. Fucking bladder ends up in his mouth and in his stomach because he can stand and drink his own piss.
Katarn class armor was some good shit. Plus, sorry, I mean, that one all of the
me a little bit.
All of the Bad Batch wear Katarn class, so modified heavily, of course. But it is all Katarn class.
I was about to say, like season 3, they kind of changed it up quite a bit.
Yeah, they modified and whatnot. It was modified from the beginning, but it's all commando spec armor.
You know, when you think about it, the Empire really fumbled the bag with the clones. Because, like, I get not having anything planned for them, but fucking make them your stormtrooper fucking teachers. Like, all of them.
They really should have, like...
Keep them employed. It's free labor. Like, they're not gonna... Because I promise you, like, good soldiers follow orders. If you have the soldiers fucking train the next wave of soldiers, like... Are you joking? They would never question like what their purpose was. The war is won. Now let's train the next generation to protect what we stood for. Like you could win over the clones just by doing that. Like they fumbled the bag on that so hard.
Like you got an entire army of like the most perfect soldiers that you can have. Yeah, they're going to age out in a little bit, but like utilize them. Don't just like, dude, all these fucking Imperial officers are just like such dick bags. They just look at them like they're less than droids.
And you know what?
It's so stupid.
I'm glad you say that too. Cause like, I mean, I feel like it kind of feeds right into like the xenophobia of the Empire because like they hate everything that's not human. And though like clones are still human, they're not like, they're made humans. They're test tube humans. So they're not seen as true humans. And so like it adds to just like the racism and xenophobia of the Empire. Maybe,
but it's so stupid because Palps is trying to make a test tube version of himself. I
mean, is racism and xenophobia not stupid in general? So of course the cult of racists is stupid. It makes sense, I guess. I mean, validated like myself.
Your top dog of your xenophobic cult who hates the test tube, you know, people is trying to become a test tube people. Like, I mean, we know the Empire's a bunch of hypocrites and you know, fuck waffles, but Jesus.
I mean, they explain why they don't want to use the clones in the Bad Batch.
But it doesn't make any sense, though. After all that training and stuff? No, after all that training, they have chips. You just have them loyally teach your next wave of conscripts. It doesn't make any sense. They're obedient. You don't have to worry about them, like, resigning.
They were obedient. They were obedient to a point. I mean, there's so many that defected and were questioning the order. And all that's what they were scared of. They were scared of more clones being like, hey, fuck this shit. Let's fucking throw over the Empire. That's what they were scared of. That's why they tried to get rid of them.
But if you have them do Order 66 and then you know, the war is over, instead of them having time, like, sure, some of them are gonna, you're gonna lose some, that's okay. But one, if you use the clones as like a base to train your future generation of soldiers, you have a lot less of them questioning motives. And by that, you stop the feed of like the rebellion, because like right now you could say Bad Batch uses their, you know, like the clones and stuff use their, the fact that they don't have these chips and that they're not being forced to obey a regime just to be phased out as like their reason for wanting to save their brothers. But like if their brothers are happy and, you know, feel like they've fulfilled their purpose of fighting a war and now are training in case there are future wars so that these soldiers can defend what they fought and died for, what their brothers died for, you stop the rebellion from having a reason to pull people from your cause once they've been a part of it. It doesn't make any sense for the Empire to, like, just be so wasteful of these clones, because not only can you use them to your advantage, but you can, like, they become a force to stop your opposing force from gaining steam.
And, like, fuck, you already had people, like, in the Imperial Senate, you know, trying to support like retirement for them. Just fucking build a couple facilities on some like faraway planet, and like once they've aged out, just let them fuck off over there and like do their own fucking thing. Like
space retirement home.
Seriously, like you just fueled the flames of your own demise, turning more of your own force against you by treating them like shit. I mean, I know the Empire is a shitty place, but like the stormtroopers weren't treated that bad. Like, damn. Yeah, they're conscripts and they're cannon fodder, but I mean, use the clone, like, if you really want to get rid of the clones, send them off into like big engagements where they like barely win or, you know, lose or whatever. Like, get rid of them using them for something that they, you know, were trained for and want to do, versus just letting them like rot in a fucking science facility or whatever. Jeez.
Well, I mean, the clones that are rotting in the science facility are going towards Palpatine's goal. That's like their main thing. And that's what Palpatine was more worried about than the clones.
But Palpatine was hands off with that shit. He wasn't really like, he was just like, Hemlock was like, I got results, and Palps was like, yo, do whatever you need to do.
And it's not like you need a lot of clones to do this like military training thing too. Like, what, there were like a million with a million more on the way. Like, shit, you maybe need like, I don't know, 5 to 20,000, something like that.
I mean, from what we know, I mean, like former commanders, like Commander Wolf is probably doing that. He's probably training the new people. That's why there were stormtroopers with a mix of clones in that recovery squad that they sent.
You know, I'll give you that. That is true. But again, the point is, you didn't have to do it the way you did, which inspired, you know, your ops to have a bigger hate boner for you.
Well, I mean, it's like the whole premise behind the Empire, doing the wrong thing. It's like, hey, they blew up Kamino and they didn't expect someone to record that shit and bring it in front of the council or the Senate.
That's why it only lasted like 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe they said that the Empire failed. Like, dude, they took over.
Well, they failed their main goal, which was to be Empire forever. That's where they failed.
That was Palpatine's main goal, but the Empire won. They took over. They won the Clone Wars.
Yeah.
Well, they won the battle. They didn't win the war.
No, they won the war.
No, they won the war. And then there was another war, because there's always a bigger fish.
Exactly. That's what I mean. They won that battle, but they lost their end goal. Which
the Empire won. Palpatine lost, buddy.
Palpatine was the Empire. No. What do you mean? Yes.
No, because the Empire exists after Palpatine, literally. The Empire doesn't fade away.
But the only goal
of to win the Galactic Civil Palpatine War. That was the goal of the Empire.
To bring Palpatine back. That's Thrawn's goal.
No, that's the First Order. The goal of the Empire was to win the Galactic Civil War. And it did. And it rose to power. But the Empire didn't go away just because Palpatine died. The Empire was still there.
It crumbled.
It wasn't the ruling body of the galaxy anymore, but it's still standing.
It didn't crumple immediately when Palpatine died. It crumpled when the rebellion like hunted down the rest of them, and they initiated Operation Cinder and decided to torch a bunch of fucking planets and whatnot. They did not go down without swinging, and then they came back. They're like hiding in the shadows, a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah, so Palpatine lost, the Empire didn't. Empire's still kicking. As long as it exists, it's not dead. Come on, Exotic Man, you gotta say something back, or do you accept defeat? Can I hear, I accept defeat, Nikita? Your force facts are better than mine.
Dude, you don't have good force facts. We've been over this multiple times.
Bro, you do the same shit for each one of yours. Name one of your force facts that hasn't been about a clone.
And you forget yours half the time.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
When did I forget mine?
Last week.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I didn't forget mine. We didn't record last week. Hey, you know we weren't recording,
last time we
right?
recorded.
Now, you know last week we weren't recording, right? I forgot mine last week. You know we weren't recording, right? You want to know how I know we weren't recording? Because I don't have a recording. Anyway. is everyone. Shut the fuck up, you piece of shit.
You shut the Thank fuck you, guy. Up.
No. Eat yeah. my dick. Eat my dick. Actually, no. You Don't wish. Even eat it. Suck it from the back you, while I fucking fart you into fucking your wish. Eyes and you get pink you eye. Wish, buddy. Then you die of dysentery because I shoot you in the foot with a musket. You shut you up. You
wish, buddy.
Yeah, I do. Exactly. Anyways, everyone, except for Exotic, thank you guys for being here today. This has been the first part of our little Bad Batch multi-parter. I know we didn't go too deep into any like specific episode, but we got to talk about like a lot of the characters, the stuff that we've loved, the stuff that relates back to the overall Star Wars universe. And I'm really excited to see how they draw this to an end. Like I said, I'm a little upset that it wasn't, you know, just all gas, no brakes, but still it's still a series that I thoroughly enjoy. A lot of filler, but I enjoy it.
So anyway, that has been this week's episode of The Force Facts. Thanks for tuning in. Force oh, wait, facts. Sorry. The Force Unscripted. That's been this episode of The Force Unscripted talking about The Bad Batch. Tune in next time, guys. We're going to be concluding with we're going to be doing the next one with the conclusion of The Bad Batch. We're going to be going over the finale, see if any of our predictions came true. I swear, I hope it's Sev. It better be Sev. And join us next time. We'll see you guys later. Thanks for chilling. Oh yeah, make sure to follow us on all the social medias: Instagram, Twitter, formerly known as X, YouTube, all the popular podcasting platforms. Make sure to follow, like, subscribe, hit that bell. We'll see you guys next time.
Y'all have a good one, everyone, except for Nikita.
Eat shit and live, Exotic.